said many times now. Does that mean that in between the nows it was not now? And only the nows were performed? What did it mean?
For me, in this, like, how I understood the task is that when I said now, I could feel the tension of the change. Something had changed in me, and that was changing often. There were moments where the tone of my presence, of my being, was attuned to what now meant for me, and other moments when it wasn't, and I was recognizing these two moments.
For me, I couldn't often decide, so I made the decision to say now, and then work out how I was feeling having said now. That makes sense of deciding if I was deciding after having said it.
Observing
what it feels like to have announced
right.
That you were performing.
That was one of the options in the school. Mm-hmm. You can either prepare yourself by saying it or notice something that has already happened, either of the two. Because when you go on stage, you always do the second version. Mm. There is at 8 o'clock you have to go, ready or not. You know, it's now.
For me in general, that worked more like I would say it when I remember that I had to say it.
Yes.
Which usually was when there was a gap in my engagement.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's actually how it worked. Because if I was engaged, I didn't think about saying it. So that's a contradictory.
I was wondering the same structure, but where you are not saying. So it was a nice proposition of have to say the word. Sometimes it was okay. Sometimes it was feeling good. Sometimes it was feeling crap, like, ah, no, like, no, really. So, and I was thinking, yeah, what about the same? You do the same, but you don't say the words. And also, I noticed the more often, I would say now, when I was on my own.
Yeah,
no, with the other person. Yeah, it was easier for me to stay now when I was in my own. It was more, authentic, whatever. Rather than when I was with the other, with my partner, there was a kind of a desire to composition.
Yeah.
You can start to see the rhythm, the stuff, with a big one. It was okay, but just the different nature of the thing.
I was dancing with Teti, and we were being watched by Konstantinos and Georg. I'm quite comfortable with both of these two guys, so at times I could really, I felt like as in a jam, identically. When I know there's people there, but I'm fully engaged with my partner and with my internal processes. And at other times it was not like that. At other times I felt, whoa, this is a moment of some kind of a, usually I felt it as an end of something and a certain stiffness in the attention and relation.
I guess just to follow on what you're saying and somehow connecting to the question, is that change of tension, it was different things at different times. It wasn't necessarily always the same, I'm performing, not performing, but I guess what I was more pointing, that there was a change of sorts happening. Now that I'm also reflecting on what the experience was.
Can you say my last step? Okay.
Very
short. I would say, I was feeling even better than in the jam. No, really, it's honest. Like, because there's a little bit, sometimes there's this, all the component, but also there's a sense of space, less people around,
yeah.
For concentration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's honest.
Well, actually, I really had to, when I was watching you two, that very often you say I'm performing when you had the presence before. Being present, you know, you have been very present before, and it got for a moment into a stop, and even like the tension in the body changed, that's true, but in the movement before, I have seen more present than I will sometimes call it, okay, now they're standing like that. You know, very concentrated.
Yeah.
If you look out, it's this look that comes back in. And with him, He was performing from the very beginning, telling, I'm not performing. He was talking all the time that he's not performing.
No.
Yes, he did. He stopped after half of it, maybe.
Wrong.
Nothing was wrong. But, yeah, and
but I also feel I was performing all the time.
Yeah,
yes, that's the point. Yeah.
Yeah, that's because I have a question with what's your research, or your question actually, more than your research on this issue. I was thinking, now I don't remember his name, well, a Chinese Eastern theoretician who made a comparative study between Western medicine and Eastern medicine. He says that presence for the Western culture is a muscular tone when you are in front of the gaze of somebody,
mm-hmm.
somebody's gaze. That's
mm-hmm.
a mask. That's presence.
Pretty cruel.
That's how we understand presence. No, he doesn't say it in a bad sense, but it's something that it's a tone when somebody's looking
mm-hmm.
at you or watching. But I think you find it a bit like...
me?
Yes, you.
I find it...
A bit more twisted, I would say. Twisted is
mm-hmm.
French.
Mm-hmm.
it, like there is a bad thing in it, or not? For you, it's like you are representing or you are overexposing when you say performing.
No, it's a reality for me because I go perform often, and it's where I learn.
Okay.
Every obstacle is a chance to learn. It's something I notice, and it's a question. So, but because it's a question, I work with it. You
mm-hmm.
know. Like being injured and learning from it.
Okay.
Because probably it's connected with the previous.
Yes, it's connected to what is there in the air.
Ah, okay.
Go. I will remember.
No, I mean,
are you performing now? Okay, it's not from this class. I mean, it's a thought that I'm preoccupied. There are two ways of performing for me, in me. One Dionysian and one Apollonian. The Dionysian
mm-hmm.
is when I get in an image and I really get emotional with the image or the thing that I do. And the other is when I make wholeheartedly aesthetic decisions. Now in contact, because of all this culture of consent, I don't go to the emotional state because I'm scared what will happen. So I go for a moment, then I go back to the aesthetic thing. So like going from, I don't know, Martha Graham to Teresa Brown, so something like that. But I notice that in me, and it grows now, and especially when I go to Europe. Like when you were dancing with Teti, at some moment you take your hand under her ass. And it goes, wow. And then you take it back, probably okay. But for me, it was like, wow, what will happen now, this image? And then we went to the brainy improvisational state. This, for me, I have noticed. That's what I want to comment.
I want to add to the mate, the schoolmate, let's say. No, it's a joke. For me, happens the same, let's say. Sometimes I perform mentally, let's say in an Apollonian way, you know, I have the mentality that I know that I'm performing and I'm watched by the others, but I'm very concentrated and I know exactly what I do. And there are moments that the expand that happens in myself while I'm in the state of performance, that it's something totally different. I know what I'm doing, but it happens something else. You have been in a deeper state of being present, but not in this way. You have engaged all, let's say, all the environment, everything. So you are very open, and then something really performing happens. So I think that both states are engaged in performance.
By the way, in CI, we often perform for our. I find we often perform for our partners.
Mm.
Also, that's another kind of performance. with you perform for the person you're dancing with.
Yes.
Yes. And that too changes your internal state.
Yes.
There's a few things I wanted to say, and I'll keep them short before I didn't want to, you to leave before I say them. One was that this is one half of the work, the other half is working on the of this work. The other half is working on the active observer, observing the position of the observer, and expanding it until the two situations, let's say, become a blur, in a sense that you are dancing with, you are doing a duet with a person, not knowing whether they're in a role of observer or doer. That's where it gets to. And then you get a contact jam where of observers and doers, and not necessarily a touch, because we observe through air, not if we dance through touch mostly in CR, we mostly observe through air, and so the air becomes tactile. So this is steps. We worked on the watcher though, because and on this performance thing, simply because tonight there's a jam, and maybe something will resonate, and it's a great opportunity. What I got asked just before we did this last session, I hope I've answered the question before when I said that I'm interested in the state of performance, where no matter where it happens, so CI or not. Then it's another question about the what. Is it contact? Is it not contact? Mm-hmm. That is not a subject today. I love it, but you know, over dinner if you want. And the last thing, what I learned today was that it's not about the state of performance, indeed, is once you are aware of someone's watching, and I can choose to forget you in some way. It takes a while, but if I get really engaged, I will forget you. But if I know you're there, if I accept it, still, if I keep engaged with what I do, it is an integrity, like it's what I call it. So it's not about eliminating performance, it's about staying with the engagement. But often the performance covers over the engagement where we start performing. Mm. Mm-hmm. This solo performing, I mostly did improvisation solo on stage. This is always what I fight with, how to keep engaged with what I do when you have 600 pairs of eyes watching, and you start watching yourself through their eyes, and suddenly you don't feel your body anymore. So it's how to keep that in stressful situations, let's say.
That was the hard part of the exercise that you gave, to keep to stay with an interest in what you are doing, because the people that are watching you because you are doing something. So what am I doing? And I have to be watched. So it's very hard to have something to lie on, let's say.
I always give this example. I watch Steve on stage performing live, and the performance they do is Steve and Lisa Nelson, and there's the audience. He's walking in a kimono, and he's approaching the end of the stage. There's, you know, the edge. And you know, you see that he has no idea what he's going to do. And he has only 3 seconds left, and he's walking. And you know that it's okay. He doesn't have to. He's going to do something. So beautiful, you know. Just walking. He has to do something. Doesn't care. He will do it when time comes. Engaged.